Mishnah Yom is for Friday, the 19th day of Cheshvan, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masech de Yavomis Perik Shlishi, Mishnah Zayin. Shlosha Achim, three brothers, Ravin Shimon and Levi. Shnai Mehen Nesuim Shtachoyes. Two of them married to two sisters. Ruven married to Leah, Shimon married to Rachel. Ve'echad Nosin Achris. Levi is married, a third brother, married to an unrelated wife. She's not related to Leah or Rachel. Let's call her Sarah. Meis echad mi balechoes. One of the husbands of the sisters died, leaving no children. Ruven, husband of Leah, dies. Ve'chonas Nosin Achris. And the one who was married to the unrelated wife, that's Sarah, Levi, in other words, he did Yibum es Ishtoi. He did Yibum as he should to the wife of his deceased brother, Reuben. He took Leah as a Yivama. He did Yibum. Umeso Ishto Shalsheni. And then the wife of the second brother, the brother of the other sister, died. Shimon. The wife of Shimon passes away. So Rachel has passed away. What do we have now? We have Levi with two wives, namely Leah, who was the wife that he took from Reuven. He has his original wife, unrelated, that's Sarah. And then there is the wife of there is Shimon waiting there. Okay. Now, Be'achakach meis. Shimon not married to anybody now. His wife Rachel died. V'achakach meis nasui nachris. Then Levi dies without any children. And Shimon now has to deal with the two wives of his deceased brother Levi. Who were the two wives? Sarah and Leah. Sarah, who was not related at all to any of the wives, and Leah, who was the sister of his deceased wife, Rachel, that is. So what happens now? Can Shimon do Yibum to any of Levi's wives, his deceased brother's wives? Says the Mishnah, no. Harizoi, this woman, Leah, the sister of Shimon's wife who had died, is Asura Alav Olamis, will be Asa to Shimon forever and a day. Always Asa. But why? There's a halacha that a person is allowed to marry his wife's sister if his wife dies. It's mutter. So why is Leah Asa? Rachel has passed away. Rachel, Shimon's wife, has passed away. So why can't he marry Leah? Says the Mishnah, because Hoyil V'Nasra Alav Shah Achas. Because she, Leah, was Asa one time, for one moment, and that was when his brother Reuven died. And when his brother Reuven died, then she, this woman Leah, the widow, became Zokuk, became connected to Shimon, and needed Yibum, whilst Rachel was still alive. So at that stage, she would be called, inverted commas, Achos Ishtai. The Zkuka, that Zokuk, that happened as soon as Reuven died, makes that connection between Shimon and Leah almost like a wife, and therefore she becomes a sister of his wife. And she was also at that stage, absolutely also. Now, the halacha is that once she became also, then she remains also to him forever, even after his wife Rachel dies. Not only that, but Leah will be also exempt from having any chalitza, any yibum, nothing required, and even Sarah will be exempt from chalitza and yibum because she is called the tzara. She's called the rival, the other wife. The other wife of an erva is also potter, as we learned so many times before. This is how the Rambam learns in his Mishnah Torah, how he learns the Mishnah. Notice, however, that the Mishnah doesn't actually say that exactly. The Mishnah doesn't specify what must be done to to Sarah. It doesn't say that. And in fact, what's fascinating is that the Rambam in his Pirush on the Mishnah learns differently. He says that when it comes to the Tzara, i.e. Sarah, we don't find in the Gemara any statement on it. And therefore, I say, says the Rambam, in Mishnah, in the Mishnah, not in the in Ayan Chazaka, I say that she should have chalitza done and not a yibum. Why? Because I'm not sure, says the Rambam, in the Pirush Mishnayos. If when the Mishnah said that Leah is osur, does it mean it's osur min haTorah? Because she was osur once, she remains osur forever? Or is this a rabbinic stringency to be machmer? And because of that, it could be that if it's only midrabanan, then the tzara is not really a tzara of an erva. Tzara is not a tzara of an erva, and tzara will need chalitza. And therefore, according to the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos, he learns that the tzara of Leah will need chalitza done to her. And the Bar Tanura learns that way as well. He follows the Rambam. He says, tzara, but it's not, the Mishnah doesn't say it, and therefore I think she should have chalitza not yibum. Exactly like the Rambam learns in the Mishnayos. Shlosha Achim, three brothers. Next case. Shnai mehen nesuin shtechois. Two of them married to two sisters. Ve'echad nosin ochris. And one married to an unrelated party. That's exactly the same case as before. Levi is married to Sora, who's not related to Rachel and Leah, who are married respectively to Shimon and Reuven. Geresh echad mi bala choises ishtai. Now, one of the husbands divorces his wife. Reuven divorces Leah, for example. And then, umeis nosu nochris. Then Levi, the husband of Sarah, dies without children. Well, Reuven comes along, and he's no longer married to Leah. But he comes along, and he does the right thing. He does yibum. Uchnosa hamagoresh, and Reuven, who divorced his wife, now comes and does yibum to Sarah. So he's now married to Sarah. And then, Reuven also dies without any children. So, leaving one wife only, Sarah, and a wife that he divorced earlier before he died, namely Leah. So now Sarah, the widow of his brother Reuven, needs to have yibum done. Can she have yibum done? And the answer is yes. Sarah becomes now this cook of Shimon, connected to Shimon, and even though Shimon has a wife, Rachel, still alive, and Rachel is the sister of the Grusha of Reuven, a sister of the divorcee of Reuven, that's not a problem. It's not an issue. Zuhi Sha'omra, this is the case. This is what the Mishnah said back in the beginning of Masechta. V'chulon, and all the Aroyos, all the prohibited marriages, prohibited women, Shemesu, who died, Oniskarsha, who were divorced before the husbands had died, Tzora, same mutaris. Any Tzora, any other wife would be muta, would be permitted. Tzora, being a Tzora, is not a Tzora of an Erva, because the Erva, namely the sister, Leah, was divorced. And Reuven did Yibum to Tzora after he divorced his wife. Therefore, never ever was Leah a Tzora of Achas Ishtai. Never was Sarah at any stage a Tzara, another wife, of a sister of Reuven's wife, of Achaz Ishtai, sorry, of Shimon's wife, ever. And therefore, there's not a problem of taking Sarah. And he does Yibum, or Chalitza for that matter, to Sarah. Mishnah Ches. B'chulon, and all the 15 cases of prohibited women, Aroyos, which we mentioned in the first parak, and right in the beginning of the Sechta, who exempt not only themselves from Yibum, but also Tzorosayin and Tzorosayin, as we learned. Shahoyu Bahen Kiddushin or Gerushin B'Sofek, where the brother had died, but we don't even know if he was married to her, or if he was married, we don't even know if he divorced her, and we'll explain how that's possible soon in our Mishnah. Hara'elu Tzoros Choltzois V'lo Misyabmes. Then the other woman, the other wife, the Tzora, has to have Chalitza done because of the doubt. Maybe, just maybe, the Erva was not divorced. Or maybe, just maybe, the Kiddushin was never a Kiddushin. Sorry, maybe the Erva was divorced, or maybe the Kiddushin was not a Kiddushin. And if that is the case, then the Tzora, the other wife, is not a Tzora of an Erva, because the Erva was not married to his brother. But on the same time, nor can they have Yibum done as well. They can't have Yibum done. Why? Because maybe the Erva, the prohibited woman, was Mekudeshes. Or if she was Mekudeshes, maybe she wasn't divorced. And therefore, the other wife is a Tzara B'Erva. So therefore, they can't do Yibum. So to be Machmir, we say, give Chalitza in case they're not a Tzara B'Erva. Don't have Yibum in case they are a Tzara B'Erva. Now the Mishnah proceeds to tell us, how could it be that Reuven was, we're not sure if Reuven's still married to Leah or was ever married to Leah. Ketzad Tzvei Kiddushin, what would be an example of a Sofik if Reuven was married, had Kiddushin with Leah? Zorek La Kiddushin, for example, Reuven might have thrown to her the money for Kiddushin or the shtar. In those days you could do it with a shtar, a text. Sofik Karev La, Sofik Karev La. We're not sure, however, where the money landed. Did it land close to him or her? For example, she's standing in a public area, Shusta Rabim, and there's exactly 8 amas between him and her. Now, we know that 4 amas of a person will acquire for him something that's there on it. The Kiddushin, however, fell into, on the ground, but we're not sure, was it closer to him, was it in his 4 amas, or was it in her 4 amas? Zehu's fake Kiddushin, that's an example of, we're not sure if she was ever married, Leah was ever married to Reuven. And therefore, was there ever a Tzara B'Erva? Now, the same thing, the Mishnah could have said the same case by Gerushin, that they threw a divorce and we're not sure where it landed. But the Mishnah gives another example for Sveik Gerushin, which doesn't actually apply to Kiddushin. Sveik Gerushin, says the Mishnah, what would be an example of we're not sure if Reuven had divorced his wife? That would be a case where Kosav Bichsav Yodai, the husband wrote the get in his handwriting, but Vein Olav Edim, he didn't get witnesses to sign it. Or, Yesh Olav Edim, there were Edim witnesses to sign it, Vein Bozman, but there was no time written in the get. Or, Yesh Bozman, maybe there was a time written in it, Vein Ba'el Edacha, but there was only one witness instead of 2. The common feature about all of these 3 cases is that these 3 gitten, apostle only mirabonon, unfit only mirabonon. But he had it, however, if a woman had such a get and got married, it would suffice not to make the kid a mumzer. So, Zehu Sveik Gerushin. This would be a case of a Sofik Gerushin. Now, why do we call it a Sofik Gerushin? Because Min HaTorah, it's kosher. But Midrabonon, it's possible. And therefore, Midrabonon, if you like, he's still married to her. This would be a Sveik Gerushin. And therefore, in these cases, Sveik Gerushin or Sveik Gerushin, we're not even sure. Or it's only Midrabonon that the Reuven is married still to Leah, then the Tzara could be a Tzara of an Erva, and therefore they cannot have Yibum. But they do need Chalitza because there is a doubt. There is a doubt. Maybe the Erva was Niskarish, as we said before, or maybe Kiddushin was not a Kiddushin.